Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us. Boy, it has been a crazy week since the last time we talked to you. It's also been a crazy few minutes trying to get us started here today, but thank you so much again for being a part of it. My name is Tony Colombo, in studio with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. Bo, how's it going, buddy?
You know, this whole week is just apropos for the entire year. You know,
yeah,
it just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it?
What did we expect from 2020? Right, we couldn't have expected election night or election week to just go smoothly in a year like this. It's funny because I think when we were wrapping things up last week, we were talking last week. We kind of did our version of a election preview show. And as we were wrapping it up, we said, you know, it's crazy, but the next time we talk, we'll have a new president or we'll know the results of the election. And guess what? We don't. So it depends on when you are listening to this. As you guys know, we record this show before the weekend so you can take the podcast with you throughout the weekend. We put out two podcasts of the show every week. The show podcast goes out on Fridays. And the podcast exclusive goes out on Mondays. So depending on when you're hearing this, there may be something that has happened that we don't know about yet. But as we are having this conversation before the weekend, we still don't know a lot of things. We're still waiting for votes to be counted. I imagine that when you're listening to this throughout the weekend, maybe there's a little bit more information, but my guess is there's still a lot of questions. I think there's going to be a lot of questions for days and maybe weeks to come. So, Bo, before we get into any specifics, and we're going to get Aaron Tarlow, of course, on the line here. We start every show with him. But before we do that, Bo, what's your just quick thoughts about the week that we just experienced?
Well, I have to say that early on, I was hearing some things that were not sitting well with me. Like, my father is in Jersey, and, you know, he's older, and, you know, so he did a mail-in ballot a couple of weeks ago. And the problem was, is he started talking to some of his friends in, you know, like leading up to the election, like Monday and then on Tuesday. And everybody that had done the mail-in ballot was receiving some kind of communication that either email or, you know, something in the mail saying, hey, we received your ballot. You're good to go. He didn't get that communication. Hmm. So he went to the voting booth again in person this time to make sure that his ballot was cast. And he does fear, and he's in Jersey, and Jersey is completely Biden. You can see on the map. But he was worried that his actual ballot that he mailed in was discarded in some way.
He
so he actually went in person and voted. And so there's a chance my dad might have got two votes.
Hey, all right. Congratulations, Bo's dad getting a couple votes in there.
Right.
Yeah. So I do want to let folks know that in the podcast exclusive this week, we're going to talk a little bit more about the election and some of our thoughts from the week. But we are going to get back to a normal show by and large. I mean, we're going to talk about the election, obviously, throughout this show as well. But we are going to talk about fishing with our buddy Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors. We're also going to check in with the guys from Osage County Guns a little bit later on in the show. So trying to get back to a normal Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors for you here this week. And there's nothing more normal than the guiding calm hand of Aaron Tarlow, who starts every show with us, the owner of Southern Armory. Aaron, great to talk with you, my friend. How's it going?
Good. Do we have an election this week?
Yeah. Did you miss it?
Yeah, I might have. Anyway, so what's new and happening?
Yeah, you know, it's just like Bo said, it's just another crazy layer to a crazy 2020. What did you think about election night, and what are your customers? Are your customers reacting any way? What's the vibe at Southern Armory?
Right. So, you know, people are coming in. Obviously, they're like, you know, I think the best one I've seen so far or heard so far was, how can American Idol or America's Got Talent or whatever count 100 million votes in a commercial break, but we can't do it in a week?
Boy, that's a great one. I'm stealing and that one. That's a great line.
Yeah.
That's like, a great one.
You know, like, yeah, you're not lying, you know.
I made this comment to my wife this morning. If you go and the cashier cannot count your change back correctly, those are the same type of people that are counting ballots. It's nuts. You know what? Here's the test. The test for anybody that's counting ballots needs to sing 100 bottles of beer on the wall without screwing anything up. Go.
Yeah. The other thing too I saw is, and this is, I got a few Democrat friends that are pretty hard lefties, and I keep them around to beat up on them.
Hey, don't say that.
And one of them took a picture of a fire extinguisher, and it said installed on, and it said the ceiling instead of a date. So for those of you who may not know, fire smoke detectors have a shelf life, right, once you install them. And so if they're, more than 5 years old and you live in an older house, probably time to change them. Mm-hmm. And then the newer ones are, good for 10 years. And she goes, this is why we need a test to vote. And I said, the Democrats tried that to suppress the black vote. Don't you remember? And I got no reply. None. Whatsoever. And I Aaron, was like, hey, I'm just here to remind you of your dark past.
Hey, Aaron, that's actually, that's a whole different discussion. You actually do a pretty good job of monitoring. I know you sign up for various political emails and, lists and things like that. And you and I had a conversation this week off the air about the massive move by Democrats to really organize their vote in the final days. And I think it's a good anecdote of, what we saw on Tuesday. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying there's a whole lot of money and a whole lot of organization behind the Democratic vote.
Side. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So MoveOn.org, I'm sure everybody has seen it. They host different petitions that you can sign up for, and they try to appear to be nonpartisan. But they are very much left-leaning, and because I signed a petition in the past, I got said, yeah, I'll sign up for your emails, and I quickly realized that they were kind of a machine for the Democrats, and I was like, yeah, this is good stuff. I always like to see kind of what the other side is doing and thinking, and they send out just a ton of emails, and they're all just it's pretty bad. But the one that I sent you and we talk about. Was the one that showed that they were doing a big media push to get 7 million, okay, 7 million voters, Democrat voters, kind of into the polls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty substantial number when you look at kind of the overall, the overall vote. And they were going to be targeted, okay? So, I do a little bit of maybe marketing for the gun shop, so I might know a thing or two. And when we say targeted, we mean like you're looking for a specific, gender, age, political affiliation, and then you can target it down to like geofencing where you say, well, I want to target this neighborhood but not this neighborhood, even though they're in the same zip code, or you can go by zip code or state or whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And so they were going to target basically new voters to bring them in. And from what I read in the email, it sounded like they were going to geofence. So, if that was me, I'd be going to these colleges and, mobilizing the young people. And if you read on in the email, it said, we want to mobilize the young people.
Yeah, and then there was basically the challenge to also not only for you to vote, but to every voter bring three other voters of like mind, of course. Don't bring a voter that might not agree with you to the polls with you. So it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive stuff. But I will say that Missouri, it was another big day for Republicans in the state of Missouri. The governor's race was not as close as some would have had you believe. The race for Ann Wagner in District 2 was not as close as many would have had you believe. And the Republicans held their supermajority, and really the bright redness of Missouri was definitely proven again on Tuesday. So even if Joe Biden it is declared the president, do you think there will be much of an effect on your store in Missouri here, Aaron, and gun rights and gun owners throughout the state. How much can Joe Biden really do from the White House when the Republicans have such a stronghold in Missouri?
Well, that's a great question. And to be honest with you, he's kind of taken the tone of Obama. I've got a pen and a phone. And with that being said, you know, he said in the first 100 days he will use executive action on firearms. So, of course, you know, we expect challenges, right? Like anything, you know, NRA, Gun Owners of America, your firearms coalitions, you know, like Missouri has a Missouri Firearms Coalition. We talk to Alex all the time. Those organizations will step in and I'm sure file suit, right? But the damage, you know, could be done. And now we've got a Supreme Court that is, you know, conservative leaning. So, you know, what's it going to look like? Is this going to be like a bump stock ban, right, where we had to destroy our bump stocks? And then they said, oh, well, there's some legal challenges now, so maybe that's not going to be a thing. Is this going to look like the arm brace ban, you know, where like the SIG did the it's an arm brace. If you're in the firearms, you know, into firearms, you've probably seen this. They put them on a pistol, and it kind of looks like a stock, but it's not a stock. And you can wrap it around your arm, and it enables you to fire that pistol a little bit more accurately one-handed. So,
you know, and you know, I actually,
be a lot of,
Aaron, I just tried. I was out with the Sig Sauer rep, Jacob Weidman. You know him, right?
Yeah, I know Jacob. Known Jacob
yeah.
for decades.
I went out to Little Indian Creek Reservation, not Reservation, MDC, and they got a great shooting gallery out there. Not a gallery, shooting, what's the word?
Range.
Range, let's go with range. And I got to shoot one of those, and man, I'll tell you, it almost makes that firearm an extension of your own arm. It's so cool. It's something you think you'd see out of the city, out of the movies, but man, it was so fantastic, and it steadied your hand and the firearm so much because your arm is now one with it. It's very cool.
Yeah, and it's a great product. We carry them up at the gun shop, so if you've never seen one, I saw one the other day when I was doing inventory. But it's a great. You know, great deal for, you know, one-handed shooters. It was originally designed, we're not going to get too far into this, but for disabled vets, right, that it kind of lost mobility, still wanted to shoot. So kind of a cool, you know, deal, but, you know, there's been a lot of controversy, and you can just Google it. You'll see all these ATF opinion letters. Well, it's okay, but if you put it against your shoulder, you're committing a felony, and if the overall length is this, then this is a problem, and then, you know, it's controversial for those of us that know why it was designed. It's cool. And, you know, so, you know, it is what it is. So what can Joe do in 100 days with an executive order? And I'm sure, and he said, you know, Beto's going to lead it. So maybe Beto has a legal team that has advised him, well, hey, we can do X, Y, Z. And then, you know, we have this shutdown going on. So now we're not really importing things from certain countries. So, you know, primers are, you know, a big one. You know, we're not importing primers. That's why we have an ammo shortage. And then, you know, obviously we've got kind of a raw material issue, too, on that side. A whole other ball of wax. But, yeah, what can be done? And I'm sure that he could junk it up, right? Mm. I, for one, would be okay seeing the cheap Chinese AR parts go away. Because as somebody who has to fix guns, you know, people buy these parts and then they come in and they're not right, and I have to sit there and file on them and fit them, which isn't a big deal. It's just you could have bought a better part made in America, plus American jobs, right? So,
Aaron, we're unfortunately just about out of time. Before we go, though, please remind folks how they can keep up with everything happening there at Southern Armory, both social media-wise and, of course, if they want to come out and do some shopping.
Right, yeah. So come in, see us. We're located 1 mile east of 270-44 at 9901 Watson Road in Crestwood. You can follow us on the socials at Southern Armory on Facebook. We got an Instagram. I don't mess with that a whole heck of a lot. We also have a podcast. It's our news podcast, Second Amendment News Podcast. You can follow us on there. And then, of course, southernarmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And that is Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Aaron, thank you so much. I wonder if next week when we talk, we'll have some more results. We'll find out then. Thanks for your time, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy. Bye.
You bet. All right, let's take a quick break, and then let's get out on the water. Let's get away from these politics for a little while. We'll talk to our buddy Mark McMurray, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, when we get back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We're living on the air. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. I want to remind you that we put out two podcasts of this show every week. We put out the show podcast on Fridays so you can take it with you throughout the weekend and enjoy Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors anytime you need to. And we put out our podcast exclusive, which is exactly that. It's a little bit of an exclusive discussion. We get deeper into topics sometimes that we don't have time to have these long form discussions on the radio, and we provide that for you on that podcast exclusive. As I mentioned earlier, podcast exclusive this week is going to be our chance to kind of react to the election a little bit more and get into some of those issues. But we're trying to get back to a little bit of normalcy here on the radio show and talk about all the fun stuff like fishing and hunting and camping and being out in the great outdoors. And of course, anytime we're talking about the great outdoors here on the show, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They are your full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. In De Pere on Manchester Road, just a half mile east of 270. Online, find them at RazorbackArmory.com. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
And now, as I mentioned a little bit ago, if you are ever looking to unplug and get away from it all, like I think many of us are right now, the way that I do that is by getting out on the water and going fishing. And we're going to talk about fishing right now with our buddy Mark McMurray, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors. Mark, it's always great to talk with you, my friend. How's it going?
Hey, Tony. Pretty good. Pretty good.
So I want to talk about fishing, obviously, but I do have to ask you this. Do you guys there out at the shop, your customers coming into the store this week, is everybody talking about the election, or is it kind of like we're done with this and we want to move on? What's the vibe out there in the store?
I think most people are just wanting to unwind and go fishing and hunting and stuff.
Good. Amen. That's great to hear. So I think a lot of people think, you know, especially with the time change last week and it's getting dark earlier, they feel like, you know, a season has changed and maybe it's too late to get out on the water and do some fishing. But, you know, we talk to guys like Mike Marfell on this show all the time who say, no, there's plenty of time to fish this year. And sometimes this can be one of the best times to go fishing. What do you think? Is it you think we still have plenty of time to enjoy the water this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is your second season when you get into the fall. You know, temperatures start dropping, water temperatures start dropping. The bass and the crappie, they just get triggered to start eating again. And that's for a lot of people, that's their favorite time of the year to fish, is when it's like this.
Absolutely.
The fishing can be absolutely outstanding.
And less competition on the water, too.
Hmm. Usually a little less, yeah. You don't have the summer recreational boaters out there on the big bodies of water and stuff, so it's just fishermen typically. And the fishing can be real good.
What's the biggest difference? What are some of the things if people are coming out and they want to load up the tackle box, but they're going out now with the colder weather? What are some of the tips, some of the suggestions that you give people as far as lures and, you know, and maybe like a strategy is concerned?
Yeah, if you're like crappie fishing and stuff, you kind of move away typically from plastics, go more to hair jigs and hand-tied stuff like that. It's just they're a little bit more action in colder water than what you get with plastics. Plastics have a tendency, they stiffen up a little bit when the water's colder. And so a little more hair jigs, and of course live bait always works no matter what time of year it is.
What's the biggest difference there on the river? I mean, I know we talk, obviously you guys are there in Alton, real close to the Mississippi River. You know, a lot of catfish guys come in there. What are the biggest difference between summer fishing on a river like the Mississippi and what you're doing out there now?
Yep. So if you're like channel cat fishing in the summer, you're going to typically go with a stink bait, a dip bait, a prepared bait. As the water temperatures drop, those baits become less and less effective, and you either need to switch over to a cut bait, a night crawler. Things like that just seem to work better when the water temperatures drop. And then you'll also, over the winter, as the season progresses, it'll move from skipjack is the preferred cut bait. It'll move over to shad, usually by about Christmas.
And don't you think that your store is actually like the central hub for people that are not on the water? Maybe the weather's bad one day. They just come to just talk about fishing ideas. Is that the environment of your store? I've never been in there. Tony won't let me go. But is that the environment? People just want to come hang out with you to maybe get knowledge by osmosis through you?
So our shop is kind of like a bar for fishermen.
Yeah.
I knew it all along.
It's a place where people go to congregate, to talk, just stop in, say hi, see what's going on. I mean, we got a few chairs around here. People come in and sit around and talk.
That's great.
Yeah, it's like your neighborhood bar, but it's a fishing store.
Do you guys close in the wintertime, or you guys open all year long?
No, we stay open all year round. We only close 3 days a year. We close on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, and that's it.
That's fantastic. And is it still, do you guys, are there still tours happening on the Mississippi River? I know that you guys know some people that provide tours and can hook customers up with those type of guys if they're looking for that. Does that happen all year long also?
Yeah, there's still guys. As long as people that want to go, there are guides that will take you out fishing. And right now, the one guy, Adam, that we work with pretty close, he's just been on fire taking people crappie fishing right now. But they're still out there taking people every day out there guide fishing for catfish.
That's
excellent.
It's
a good time of the year to catch them.
Bo, you're going to have an ice fishing tournament on your pond this year, right? Open
to
the public?
I'm actually cutting the link of my audio coming into the studio now. I'm not talking to you anymore. Dude, it's not going to get cold enough. It's only been cold enough one time to really ice over my lake enough to be on it with an ATV. And boy, did I have a blast doing it.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know. I mean, I didn't even ice fish in my lake because I have no fish because it's all Tony's fault. But
the next door neighbor is still eating good.
Yeah, you know that's right. Oh boy, ongoing.
I'm going to tell you, Bo, that you can catch catfish under the ice, but that won't be an option on your pond.
Yeah,
thanks for the reminder, pal.
Mark, I believe that, you know, I'm a bass fisherman mostly, and I have caught the biggest fish, especially on average, in the cold weather right now. So it may be a situation where you don't get the numbers that you would normally be getting, but right now is a great time to catch big fish, especially when you're bass fishing. Is it that way also with catfish and crappie and you know, all the different other styles of fishing?
Yeah, they're all trying to put weight on. You know, they're all on they get triggered into a feeding frenzy, basically. And I know I've never been a huge bass fisherman, but when I did as a kid, my dad used to go down, and he lived in Southern Illinois, went on a lot of strip pits. And one day it was like 40 degrees, drizzly rain. It was late October, early November. And we were fishing this strip pit, and we ended up that day catching 33 bass over 4.5 pounds.
Wow.
It was just phenomenal. You know, and it was just, he said, yeah, every winter they stack in on this ledge like that. So that was his annual winter fishing trip, was to go there and you just catch them, you look at them, you throw them back and catch another one. And it was just so much fun, but it was cold, but it was fun.
You know, it's so bad that we have to remind people to get outside and go fishing or go hunting or go for a walk, for crying out loud. Even this morning before we got started on the show, I was out on the patio, beautiful day, we're having great weather right now. I'm staring at my phone, trying to get, you know, news, updates, whatever. And I look up and this beautiful crane goes flying across and down to my lake. He should know better because there's no fish in it. But my point is that it's so ridiculous. These screens just suck away our life. And
yep.
It's just so bad.
Mm-hmm. Got a full store there right now, don't you, Mark?
Yeah, I got a few guys that you happen to catch down here, so you're going to get a little background noise.
No, that's
good.
No, that is
fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That's excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got to wrap this up, but for people that haven't been out to Bluff City yet, tell them about the store a little bit and, of course, how they can find you online and, of course, if they want to come out and do some shopping.
Yeah, so we're at BluffCityOutdoors.com, and we're in Alton, 2813 East Broadway. We're a mile to the east of Fast Eddie's. A lot of people know where that's at.
Oh, yeah.
And we just have a lot of people that have come in there this year said, hey, you guys got the best selection of crappie lures around and just fishing stuff in general. And then we're also the St. Louis area's trap and supply dealer, because that's right around the corner for everybody.
Yeah,
so we're starting to sell quite a bit of trapping gear.
That is so cool. Yeah, get out there and check those guys out at Bluff City Outdoors. If you haven't been out there yet, they have got you covered. No matter what you're going out for, what time of year it is, you can fill the tackle box up there all year long. And we appreciate everything you do for us, Mark, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Bo. All right, let's take another quick break, and when we get back, we will check in with our friends from Osage County Guns. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. If you've missed anything on today's show, I want to remind you that you can always download our podcast. We put out two podcasts of the show every week. We put out the show podcast on Friday and the podcast exclusive on Monday. You can get the podcast just about anywhere you download podcasts, but I always recommend the Radio.com app, because the Radio.com app is free. You can stream the station 24/7 from that app. You can rewind live radio from the Radio.com app. And of course, you can get the podcast of this and every other show on the station all on the Radio.com app. And in that last segment, we were talking about fishing, specifically cold weather fishing, as the weather is changing and the times changed, and now it's darker earlier and temperatures are dropping. And we talked about the changes you need to make to your fishing game with our buddy Mark McMurray, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors. Anytime we're talking about fishing here on the show, it's brought to you by Bluff City Outdoors. They're over there in Alton, about a mile away from Fast Eddie's, very close to the Mississippi River. They've got you covered, whether it be catfish gear, crappie gear. He talked about a lot of customers coming in and getting crappie stuff right now, bass lures. They've got everything you need to go fishing at Bluff City Outdoors. Learn more at BluffCityOutdoors.com. Bo, as I've been telling people, we are, by and large, trying to move on from the election and get back into regular discussion. But you and I are going to talk a little bit more about the election and this crazy week that was in the podcast exclusive. So everybody tune in for that. And right now, let's get our buddies Jake and John from Osage County Guns on the line. Guys, how's it going out there?
Good. Busy.
Yeah? I bet.
Is it busier than ever? That's the question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
You know, it's definitely up there. I think with the sales just through the summer and the fall, you know, that really was the driver for the year, but it's not letting up much. And we're seeing, you know, similar circumstances to what we saw, you know, summer and going into the fall here, where, you know, stuff is definitely coming in, and we're seeing, you know, a lot of inventory arriving, but for the most part, everything sells out within a very short period of time.
Did the election on Tuesday cause any bump in sales, or are people, customers in the store talking about, you know, the craziness? Is it having any effect on what's happening out there at the store?
It's got a little bit, you know, as some people are coming in, and you know, as the election, as everybody's, I'm assuming, watching, is a little bit crazy. But
yeah,
you know, there's obviously some people think it's in the bag one way or the other, but some people are undecided, and so some people are just taking advantage of getting what they want before they may or may not be able to get it down the road.
So, yeah, it was
a small increase.
It was a big night for big day for Republicans in the state of Missouri. You know, they Republicans hold the supermajority in the state, and they won the governor's race, and everywhere else, you know, performed very well. So looking forward, do you expect, really, no matter how the presidential election shakes out, do you expect there to be any changes or anything for anybody to worry about as far as, like, your customers out there, as far as gun laws, gun rights in the state of Missouri? Or are we pretty safe?
It depends on, it really comes down to the presidential election.
Yeah.
If Biden wins, then yes, there at some point there will be some legislation to move things. You know, granted, the Senate may prevent some of that, but there's always abilities to go around that and executive orders. So something to definitely keep an eye on. There's a lot of talk about some legislation that they're trying to put together that's going to, you know, affect high capacity magazines and registering of firearms and a bunch of stuff. And you know, there's every year there's tons of different stuff that's put out there, but it usually gets squashed. So it's definitely something to keep your eye on. It's definitely something to keep your ear out for and be involved with. If you hear about it and you see it, then be involved to you know, obviously
do what you can. Yeah. Get involved.
Yeah, and I want to punch in here with just a brief history of Venezuela, because if you look at that generational change in their entire country, they were the third richest country in our hemisphere. And when they elected socialists into their government, it was in 2001, it took them 9 years to ban private ownership of guns. It took them 9 years to get to that point. And then once that was done, well, all hell broke loose from there. But it does take time. And we would have, if we look at, you know, 10 years out, we would have a couple more presidential elections, you know, we hope, to fight that. And like you said, Tony, that, you know, we can hold on to if we've held on to the House, then it's not just going to be freewheeling socialism everywhere. There's going to be a fight.
Yeah. And boy, talk about banning gun sales. There was a big story that came out earlier this week, right at the beginning of the month, that 2020 is officially the biggest firearm sales year of all time. And that's with still 2 months to go in the year. That's got to sound right to you guys. And what can we expect? Like, what has tied that story up for me, and just talk about what a crazy year 2020 has been for your industry.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now the number I'm seeing is about 17 million background checks a year to date. That article was published November 3rd. I mean, that's an immense number of firearms sold.
Kidding.
And in addition to the fact that that's a huge number of firearms sold, the number of new firearm owners is, you know, it's substantial. It's probably, if I had to guess, a third, Jake, a third, maybe more. You know, so you're expanding ownership and enthusiasm for the industry. And I know we've talked about it in the past, but, you know, the more people that own firearms, the better, because that's the more people who want to continue to own their firearms, and they will be vocal about, you know, any attempted legislation that might impact their rights. It's definitely a good thing.
It's going to be harder to get those guns with so many more of them out there. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen, but, you know, that's always the fear, that somewhere down the line, if the Democrats or the left get what they want, that, you know, Beto famously said he's going to go door to door. But as far as the rest of the year is concerned, are there any guns left to buy?
There are. you know, we've been really fortunate that, you know, we've got good relationships in the industry. You know, we've had and continue to see probably on average, but on the low end, if we only see a single pallet of inventory in a day, that's I would say a bad day right now. And we've had days, we've had, you know, 3 to 5 pallets delivered in a single day. We had, I think last Friday, 5 freight trucks arrive each with a pallet or so. So, you know, it's inventory is coming in, but you have to be on the ball to snag it, is really what it comes down to. Right now, you know, one of the most popular concealed carry firearms is the Sig Sauer P365. We actually do have a few versions of those in stock and on the shelf, and one of them we have like 40 of the one model available on the shelf. So those will probably be sold out a week from today. unless we see more shipments.
That's incredible. that's incredible.
We're seeing in some of these, we've had, you know, certain models, we've had 80 come in a single shipment, and they're gone within a week.
Wow.
So it's just, it's nuts.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bo.
Is this the model that that has the arm strap that you're talking about?
No, this is a small concealed carry 9mm. There's a whole nother controversy stirring with pistol braces, with some news that's come out from a law firm that is kind of on the ball with ATF policy. And so there is speculation that the ATF may be moving to widely prohibit the use of pistol braces.
We touched on that story a little bit earlier, and unfortunately we don't have time to dive into it right now. But what's your gut on that? Do you feel like that is going to end up being banned, or do you think that's going to be okay?
I it's a coin toss. I mean, we've seen the ATF went after slide fire stocks after the Vegas shooting, and so I think that there is a good chance this thing hits the chopping block, I guess, is the bottom line. If I was going to guess, I'd say, you know, 50% plus one that it gets banned within the next 3 to 6 months.
And what's
it's the bump stock of the day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What about ammunition? How's the inventory out there on that?
You know, it's still slim pickings. We're still getting, got a pallet just the other day. You know, it's one of those things where we're trying to regulate it and be kind and give everybody opportunity to buy it. So we're limiting the quantity, but, you know, we've got some 9mm, we've got some 300 blackout, hunting ammo's getting short. I had several cases of hunting ammo come up, last week. We're out of some of it already. But you know, we're getting stuff, all the time. Every day we're getting trucks and we're getting, stuff. It's just not as much as we want, but, it's coming.
But I as I always tell people when I talk about Osage County Guns, if you haven't been out there yet in Wright City, you've got to go out and see them. And the reason that you guys are able to keep that stock where you are able to have a selection of ammo and firearms, even in these times of slim pickings, as you mentioned, is because not only the great relationships with you that you have, but 6,000 square feet of retail space. Osage County Guns is a huge, gorgeous store. And of course, the only place that you can get the Second Amendment Radio t-shirt right there on the shelves there at Osage County Guns. So that's just another reason to go out there. Guys, before we let you go, for people that haven't been out there yet, tell them all about the store and how they can learn more about you guys.
Yeah, visit us on our website at osagecountyguns.com. And we're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're easy to find, but you can Google us and just get directions. Obviously, you know, just drop it in your nav or use Waze, and it'll walk you right to our door. But definitely come in. We're open 7 days a week, and hours are posted on our website and on Google. You know, we've got a great staff, and we still, you know, we do have a lot of accessories. And still, we do have quite a few firearms. We still have about 1,000 firearms in the building that are still unsold. So, you know, it's not where we want it to be, but it's not as I guess bad as it could be.
It's probably more than most have. So yeah,
no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. So make sure you guys check it out. Hey, real quick, do you guys think after this big year, are you guys expecting a lull in the industry, or do you think that this pace can keep up?
Going to hinge on the presidential election.
Yeah,
100%.
You know, if Trump wins, we should see a calm. If Biden wins, I think that you're going to see this perpetuate.
Gotcha.
Maybe for 2 to 4 years.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys, so much. That is John Dawson and Jake Fair from Osage County Guns. Get out there and see them in Wright City, Missouri, and osagecountyguns.com. Thanks for everything you do for us, and we'll talk to you again real soon, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. All right, we got to wrap up the show. Don't forget about the podcast exclusive that comes out on Monday. Get that podcast exclusive on the radio.com app along with this show podcast in case you missed anything. That's going to do it for this week. We'll see you back here next week. For my producer, Chad Ellis, and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.